The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, this past year, technology has been given a greater role than ever before in our day-to-day lives, as the pandemic has forced many of us to rely on our home computers and our smart devices to conduct our social and working lives. But how can we strike the right balance between enjoying the benefits of technology without falling foul of the addictive tendencies that it can bring out in people? Now, that's the subject of a new book from tech journalist Becca Caddy. It's called Screen Time, and it explores how best we can balance our online time to achieve a perfect tech-quilibrium. Becca, good morning and welcome.
Morning. How are you, Pat?
I'm very well. Now, I know that you are a tech journalist, very much like our own Jess Kelly here on News Talk, that you review the new products and so on, that you're up to date with all the stuff. But you also would suffer, like the rest of us, from a potential addiction to your screens.
Yes, that's right. I've noticed kind of over the years that although tech is so important to me, obviously with my job and everything else, I found, you know, that I was just checking it constantly and felt really, I write in the book that I had that feeling of the tech was controlling me. I wasn't controlling the tech. So that's, you know, one of the reasons that I wrote the book, really, to help other people kind of find their way out of that constant kind of battle.
Yeah. Now, Becca, yourself, in your job, you know, you have to review these things and so on. But did you ever say to yourself, I'd like to do a tech detox? I'm going to give up my screens for 24 hours, 72 hours a week or whatever. Did you ever try that?
I did. I've tried it so many times. I've tried. So I used to specialize in kind of wearable technology, so health and fitness trackers and things like that. And I realized that I got to a point with those that I was just obsessed with every number. You know, if I didn't put the Fitbit on, I thought that a walk didn't count, and things like that. So I definitely took a detox from that kind of technology. And then over the years, I mean, absolutely. I even went on like a week long detox and kind of meditation and getting away from tech kind of retreat. So I've really been to the extremes.
Now, you have a chapter in your book about body image, and you know, that is part of the addiction, I suppose, that's most insidious, where people, often under the guise of looking at maybe fitness clothing or whatever, really what they're looking at is how slim somebody is, or you know, what shape they are.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really tricky because, you know, I write quite candidly in the book about how I've had issues with this myself. And it's really hard to know the balance between, am I looking at this person online because they've got some great workouts here, and I actually want to approach this from a healthy point of view. And it's actually quite a slippery slope to then, you know, looking at that person's Instagram all the time, or wishing you look like them more. And, you know, I do say in the book that, if we look at a lot of images a lot of the time, that can bring about this feeling of, you know, low self-esteem or comparison is a really big problem as well. So yeah, I think it's a big issue, and it's very difficult to know where the balance is, even in yourself, you know.
I found a very entertaining notion that you quote in the introduction to your book, which goes back to 1926, I think. And people worried about the tech of the day, the new tech, which was the telephone, and how that might destroy social life. People wouldn't visit each other anymore. They would actually talk on the telephone instead, and how terrible that would be.
Yeah, I mean, I found that fascinating, you know, because this is my whole kind of ethos. It's all about balance. And one of the main things I think that really stops us getting there is this alarmism over new things. And, you know, nowadays, maybe there are more reasons to be a little bit worried. But I feel like when we get worried about things and think they're going to really shake up social structures too much, we end up then missing all the really, really kind of important discussions over how we can use these things better and how they might actually really, really help us. So, you know, I realize that maybe sounds like I'm talking about two things that are at odds with each other. But I think that's where we are with our modern day tech now. Yeah.
You make the point that, you know, tech, basically, these devices are tools, and it's the way you use them or abuse them that you have to try and control, because overuse, overstimulation, too much screen time might lead to lack of sleep and so on. And abusing, you know, Donald Trump being the abuser in chief of Twitter. But, yeah. you've got to strike that what you call techquilibrium somehow.
Yes. So, yeah, that's the word I like to use, techquilibrium, because I really feel like the messages are so extreme. It's, you know, like you said, like I've tried detoxing and giving things up and deleting everything on one hand, or, you know, spending all day on our screens and scrolling and not feeling great on the other. So it's really about finding that balance in the middle. And I do say in the book that I don't necessarily think that every social platform is out there to help us. So I don't feel like everything is neutral, but I feel like right now, how things are right now, it kind of is up to us to find that balance. And really, you know, one of the things I write about most in the book is just switching on to what it is that makes us feel good and being really honest about that.
Do you have advice, though, for people who know that perhaps they have an addictive personality, but they know when they look at the logs of how much time they've spent during the day on their devices, that it's almost frightening? Because remember years ago, people said, if you gave up smoking, imagine how much money you'd save and all the things you could do. You could go on holiday with that money you've saved. Well, the same is true of time with tech. Imagine all that time that I've wasted on this, that and the other, and what I might have done with that time.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of different elements to this, really. And I've been saying to people that right now, what we're going through right now, I think the last thing we need is to feel guilty about that. I know kind of, you know, way last year at the start of lockdown, people were joking about, oh, we should all be kind of, you know, like doing huge projects and getting loads done in this time. And I think that's just really like unrealistic for most people, just because it's been, you know, so tough, so challenging. So I think you're absolutely right. But I really feel like people need to let go a bit of the pressure and guilt on themselves. So that's, you know, and that's very, you know, for right now. But generally, I think it's, you know, because tech is such a tool, I don't think it's necessarily about getting loads of time back. It's more about, okay, how can I use this time a little bit more wisely, and what will actually help me with stress relief rather than, you know, make me feel just more stressed.
Because it's only, I mean, if you're in lockdown, as many people on these islands are, you do your maybe 1 hour of exercise, fitness exercise every day at home or round the block or whatever it is. But what do you do with the rest of the day? Okay, read a book maybe, but you're on your screen, you're working from home, and then your recreation is looking at a larger screen, the television.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's so difficult right now. I will say that, you know, I've been really surprised at a lot of the research that's, you know, particularly around kind of video games or doing kind of creative games and things like that on your phone, that they can lead to actually a lot of stress relief. And, you know, sure, things, it might not be ideal, and wouldn't it be better if we could all kind of go for a walk in a park, or, you know, obviously meet up with friends, but that, you know, because they're things we can't do right now. I think it is about choosing, okay, well, what is the second best thing for me, or what will make me feel good when I look at my screen? Because I think, you know, I know I do get into the habit of thinking all I can do on my screen is just like scroll and scroll and scroll. But there is a lot of research suggests it can be good for us. Yeah.
And there's a world out there. There are tours of museums. There are languages you can learn. There are all sorts of things you can divert yourself with. It doesn't have to be the news feeds or the social media feeds. It doesn't have to be that.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the book is called Screen Time, and its author, Becca Caddy, thank you very much for joining us.